So we are live in WMUK's Takeda studio with Shayla Brown and Robbie Coates. Thanks for coming in, guys. I appreciate having you here.
Thanks for having us.
So we'll get your background and your history and all that soon. But first, I'd like to start out with your first tune. Let's just dive right in. So if you could tell us what tune you're going to be starting with.
This is a song called I'll Be All Right.
Great.
Thank you.
That song kind of sounds like a pep talk to yourself. Are you kind of thinking internally and trying to give yourself just that boost? And the song's called I Know I'll Be All Right. So you're kind of talking to yourself and giving yourself that boost. What's that song about?
Mm-hmm. I'll start with how I started the process with the song.
Sure.
We're up north at the cabin, and it's up in the middle of the woods, So you're just out in nature. You have the tall pine trees around you. And all you hear is the wind and the birds and an occasional, you know, rustle in the leaves. But I was listening to the birds outside, and there was a bird that kept singing a song over and over again. And it was, I took its melody. So the song that the bird sang was, doo, 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 doo. So I kept hearing that, and I'm like, wait a second, I could work with that. I could turn that into something. Yeah. And I had a mandolin up north with me, and I kind of figured out, you know, the chords that I would play along with that. And from there, came up with the melody for the chorus. And then being up at the cabin in the wilderness, I was surrounded by trees, stars, and was kind of thinking, when you have time and peace and quiet, you can kind of reflect and think about, you know, as long as you just keep going. If you don't know where you're going, if you don't know what next step to take, just take a moment and take it all in and just know you're going to be okay.
Sounds like you were in the perfect setting for all of those things to take place. It also made me think of a question I have with the songwriting process. It's kind of a chicken or the egg thing. And do you, in this case, you had the setting of the woods and the trees and all these beautiful surroundings, and then the bird song to inspire you. Do you have a strict process with writing your tunes? Do you sit down at the piano and always start with the melody, or is it a little bit more freeform and do you just go with whatever is given to you, so to speak? Yeah. How does that work?
I feel like it's a little different every time. A lot of times, whatever I end up feeling first, it's normally working on a chorus. But whether that's a melody that comes to me, or I hear someone say a phrase or even just a word that might, like, how can I use that? And I'll either make it like the hook of the song or use it. Most often it's that chorus though. And depending to who you're writing with, I do a lot of co-writing. Sometimes other people have strengths in other areas, and so you kind of play off their strengths and add yours in where you can.
Yeah, and you've got the support of Robbie on guitar here. Yeah. I wonder, Robbie, how you're involved in the process as well. Do you play off of the ideas that she has, or do you have your own ideas for tunes and suggest, hey, you know, I heard this bird song, I've got an idea for
right,
a tune.
Right, I honestly, I let her do most all the work because she is the super creative one. And I'll offer like a little tweak here or there. She's like, what's this chord? I'm like, I think I can figure that out. And so I kind of add in where I think something stands out. And I'm like, oh, this might sound cool here. But I will give her all the credit for the creative aspect of the song. So
cool. You're creative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've done some songwriting with a group of people. And Ravi plays bass guitar when we have our full band. So when we were doing our group writing, you were playing bass and, you know, coming up with some cool licks. And
yeah, bass player, you know, gets lucky every once in a while. So
it's a collaborative effort, though, in the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, a little bit of background, maybe, about your personal history with singing. And did you start in grade school and choir, or what? Could you explain how you got started if you're classically trained?
Yes, so I have a lot of musical history. It started with my parents, and they had a recording studio in the basement of our house. So I grew up with music always in my basement. And depending on what kind of music it was, you know, my mom would either have us leave the house or we'd stay there. But it was something that was normal to me to be able to feel the floorboards kind of vibrate with music. And my parents were in a band together. They were always performing, and so I'd, you know, sing along with my mom when they were practicing at home. And I started singing with a choir when I was in third grade, the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus. Mm-hmm. It's been going strong for years. And I loved being in the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus. I think as far as the being able to work in a group environment and to learn how to read music, I think it really started there. To be able to hear different parts and to really work together as a group, I think that laid a nice foundation for where my music has gone since then. And I was in it until seventh grade. And I also played percussion in the school band. So once I got to high school, I had percussion and choir that I was participating in. And then in college, I started my career at Michigan State University, and I went in undecided. I wasn't sure if I wanted to do something with music or possibly something with the veterinary program, because I love animals. And through that first semester I was there, I ended up surrounding myself with more music and more musical friends. I'm like, okay, all right, I think I'm going to do this music thing. So I the next year was a music major, an education music major, and I enjoyed that, learned a lot, and really wanted to do performance and musical theater performance. And there was no music theater program at Michigan State. There was the opera program, there was a theater program. So I ended up transferring here to Western and went into the music ed program, but was taking a bunch of music theater classes. And then again realized, okay, I just need to audition for the music theater program. And I did that, and I ended up getting my degree in music theater performance from Western. So I've been trained classically. I took some jazz voice lessons there too. So jazz lessons, and I've also done music theater voice lessons. So I've kind of taken all of that training, and I pick and choose and kind of mesh it all together.
Oh, yeah. You have a really diverse background with singing. I mean, the musical theater is great, and I can see that in your presence, your stage presence, even in the small studio.
Oh,
and I wonder how the musical theater background helped you. There's a thriving scene in Kalamazoo, and did that really help you in your performance?
Or? Absolutely. Yeah. So when I was in school, I was originally thinking I could get my music ed degree and use it as the, like, safety, you know. But one of the professors that I had said, you know, just if it's your passion, do it. So I'm so glad that I did switch to music theater performance, because I then took a lot more classes that I wouldn't have taken if I didn't. And the acting classes, improv, being up on stages in front of people, really working on interacting with your audience while being on stage. Mm-hmm. That all, I think, has helped me so much with performing with our band and engaging the crowd. Yeah. And even just showing emotion through the songs. And some songs, you know, songs are telling stories. And so whether it's my story or not, sometimes I'll be singing a Carrie Underwood song, talking about smashing headlights in a car. And that's not something I would never do. But I really enjoy kind of getting into that character and trying to get it out through the music. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Very cool. And then, Robbie, if you can give us a little bit of background about your history of music. You said Shayla's the creative force behind everything, but you certainly add your component as well with your guitar playing. What's your background with that?
My parents bought me a drum set when I was, I think, 4 or 5 years old, and put it in the living room.
Always a good move.
And yeah, as a grown-up now, I look back and I'm like, what were you thinking? And a drum set never left the living room from then until probably college for me. So I grew up a drummer, started guitar lessons, you know, middle school, like most middle school kids do. And then got into high school and I was like, oh, I should probably learn bass. There's less strings. It should be easy enough. And learned that. And I was like, okay, I kind of like this. And when I met Shayla in college, towards the end of my college, and I was like, yeah, if you ever need a drummer, let me know. She's like, well, kind of need a bass player. And I'm like, yeah, if you ever need a drummer, let me know. Like, I'm ready. And she's like, yeah, I really need a bass player. And I was friends with her bass player. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, drummer. And eventually she wore me down. And I'm like, okay, I guess I can play bass too. And from then on, it's been awesome. And I think really then has been like a recharge for me as far as my music goes. I just always grew up playing in church, though, since, you know, probably like 7 years old. I think I was playing with the choir at church for their Christmas service and stuff. And then, you know, all the way through different worship bands and stuff, I've been playing since, you know, 7 years old and still now, you know, downtown at the river. So, yeah, I'd say that has a big to do with me just continuing on in my music career and, yeah, just giving me more exposure and playing with different groups and different people. So
that's great. It's certainly been a through line in your life from banging on cans in the living room to,
right.
to now.
If you told me, you know, 15 years ago, like, you're going to play bass in a country band, I'd be like, no, I don't think I am. I don't think I am. But funny how that works out. So.
Yeah, life is funny like that.
It is.
Well, why don't we move on to some more music? If you could, maybe Robbie, if you can introduce the next tune for us.
This one is called La La Love.
Confetti cake and a wishing on the stars, hoping for someone to steal my heart. And here we are. Life ain't longer than the time it takes my hand to reach over and grab yours. Ain't more firming than the footprints in the sand as we walk along the shore. One day we're friends, the next we're in love. Life is short, so spend it with me. Growing old ain't easy, but I'll give it a shot with you. Don't need a white picket fence or a beach house in Malibu. What we've got is something more than I could ever dream. Weeks into years to eternity, I will never leave. Life ain't longer than the time it takes my hand to reach over and grab yours. Ain't more permanent the footprints in the sand as we walk along the shore. One day we're friends, the next we're in love. La 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 love, baby, please. Life is short, so spend it with me. One day little Junior will ask, how'd you know it's forever? We'll say what we said back then together. Life ain't longer than the time it takes my hand to reach over and grab yours. Ain't more permanent the footprint in the sand as we walk along the shore. One day we're friends, the next we're beloved. All along life is short, yeah, life is short, and life ain't longer than the time it takes my hand to reach over and grab yours. Ain't
Yeah, wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful. So that was another upbeat, happy tune.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, I also wonder about the content of your songs. Is there, do you take inspiration from what's going on in your life, or do you kind of paint these imaginary, idyllic scenes?
Yeah. I'd say it's a little bit of both. So this song, I wrote this song with a friend of mine, AJ Pruce, and he had the idea of La La Love. The La 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 Love. And he saw that going somewhere. He's like, I really feel, you know, that's a good hook. I think it'll make a good song. So then together we, you know, that definitely has a happy feel. So from there, we're like, all right, let's do a happy love song. And kind of, I think he then pulled from his life. I pulled from my life, you know, so you kind of take experiences, feelings, emotions, events, and then sometimes that fits directly into a song. And sometimes you kind of twist it a little bit to fit the story of the song that you're creating. Mm. So I'd say emotionally, I think that this song works out pretty well. I kind of think of Ravi when I sing this one, because we were friends for quite a while and then realized, you know, he was my best friend and now we're married.
Look at that.
Yeah. So it's definitely pulling from real life and kind of adding in a little extra twist to fill out the story.
That also kind of makes me think of the rehearsal process too, when you have these songs already fully formed and you're working on them for performance. Do you approach that the same way? I guess I'm thinking in terms of, you know, a trained classical musician. When I have something that I need to work on, I go directly to the problem spot and mm-hmm. I work on it a few times and polish that up and then work on the whole piece. How does rehearsal work for you when you're getting ready for a performance? Do you run tunes? What's that like?
We'll normally try to run through a song and then pick out the problem spots. And so then go back. And I think also too, since I have some of that classical training, that's how I grew up, is, yeah, you know, working those trouble spots. And I'll even share that with my bandmates, because sometimes my bandmates aren't classically trained or have more of the natural talent and less of the trained talent. And so I'll say like, okay, so this part, let's slow it way down and just make sure we all have the right rhythm and the right notes and chords. Yeah. And then, you know, speed that part up a little bit until finally we get it and then fit it back in. But another thing with rehearsing for a band, rehearsing a show, if it's a nice tight show, then we don't only rehearse the song, but the transition from one song to the next, because mm-hmm. that also becomes a part of your show.
Yeah,
that's definitely where her musical theater comes into play big time. You can tell,
because
she
is.
It's not just a song and a song and a song. It is a production. So
yeah,
and she has it in her head how she wants it.
And sometimes I'm not really great communicating what I see and hear in my head, and so it sounds kind of funny to the guys. For an example, we had a show. One of my guitar players was starting the intro to the song. And I said, okay, I want you to take your time on this, you know, really stretch out the intro and really be like into your guitar. And he was like, into my guitar? What are you? Okay. And he like joked around and hugged his guitar, where in my head, you know, it's just trying to explain the emotion that I'm trying to get, where naturally it comes through the music, but adding just a little bit of theatrics to it just enhances that whole musical performance.
Yeah.
So it's fun. There are lots of little things to think about when you're putting a show together.
We joke when she asks us to do those things. We go, well, your name's on the kick drum. So Shayla Brown right there.
He's running the show.
Yeah.
Well, it's an entire experience, right? Mm-hmm. You, to think of it from front to back, and especially the transitions, that's something that I never would have thought of.
Yeah.
And, you know, when the tune is over, the tune is over. And you have that pause in between, and mm-hmm. that's really important. That's kind of like the peanut butter and jelly of the sandwich.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So maybe a little bit of history about your band. So the two of you here is a duo, but I've seen you in a larger context at the Union, for example. Mm-hmm. You were with a big band there. How did that get started? Did you start just as a duo and then expand to a larger group, or?
After I graduated from Western, I had already decided that I kind of wanted to do this country music thing. So from there, having grown up around musicians, my parents, family, friends, I had a lot of support. And so I had people who were able and willing to play for me for a show here, a show there. And it really started out with, I think my very first gig that I played was at, when it was called, I don't know if it was called The Strut at that point. The Strut?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Kalamazoo.
Good old Strut.
I think I had a 20-minute set, and I just pulled some friends together. They learned four songs with me, and that was that. That was my first band experience as a country artist. But from there, those friends then were able to, whether or not they were able to play full-time, or sometimes they knew someone who wanted to be in a band. So the musical connections just kind of kept growing. And really, with our guitar players, we would have one play for us for a little while, and then if he moved out of town, a lot of my band went to Western. So if one of them graduated, they'd be like, well, I can't, you know, I'm moving away. But my friend who also plays guitar, yeah. who goes to Western, he would love to play guitar. Yeah. So I've been so lucky and fortunate to be around such talented musicians at Western who are always looking to perform. And as far as our band size goes, we really vary depending on the event and who's available. So Robbie does a lot of the booking for the band, all of the booking for the band. And we have three guitar players that play with us right now. Mm-hmm. And he'll send out the gigs and be like, all right, guys, here's what we have going. And I consider them all a part of the Shayla Brown band. But they're not always all playing with us at one time. So whether it's one guitar player, two guitar players, sometimes all three guys want to play, but they also play other instruments. So our friend Kellen, who plays guitar,
the keys, and
he also plays. What did he play at the Union that one time?
Wurlitzer.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And so I really, having such talented musicians, I really trust their
judgment.
Musical abilities, yeah. and judgment. So really our show will slightly vary a little bit depending on who's playing and what kind of venue we're at. It keeps things interesting. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. That's good that you're flexible too. You can,
yeah.
You're not confined to doing one thing and hoping mm-hmm. people like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. I know you've had, like when you started before me, you had a lot of your parents' friends
mm-hmm.
and their band members playing for you.
Yep.
And then as the gigs got later and later, they tried to find me and younger people that wanted to stay up late. So,
yep.
So I'm thinking about just your background and all the different styles that you've played and sung, and you're a country artist now. Is that, I don't want to classify you and put you in a box, but is that what you would describe yourself as?
I think so.
Okay.
If there's a genre that I'd be pursuing, it's country okay. music.
I guess the second part of my question would be, how do you, in thinking about different styles, right? Mm-hmm. Do you have to turn on your country brain to sing like a country tune, or do you turn on your pop brain to turn on a pop tune? What are the differences in like approaching singing a different style? Does it just turn on? Like I wonder as a vocalist how you wrestle with that, or if that's something you even think about, or you just do it.
Yeah.
Does that question make sense?
It does. It does. And I think when we do full band, full night shows, there's a lot of cover songs that we perform as well. And so I think I have that artist's version. So like the recording artist, I have their version of the song in my head. And so I think naturally my brain switches like, all right, Carrie Underwood, let's sing like Carrie Underwood. Or we'll do some Sarah Bareilles. And I love her music and her style. And so my brain kind of switches over to that. Like, don't add any twang, you know, but sometimes I do. And then I think that's great because it just kind of makes it my own little version of a song. I'd say definitely pop and country are almost the same these days. Mm. Some country is a little more twangy. Some is, if you heard it without the instrumentation, you would think, oh no, that's a pop song. And so really, if there's, you know, fiddle or slide, it really adds more of that country dimension. Singing classically, I had the opportunity to do that this past Easter season, performing in Lamb of God.
Yes.
And that is definitely classical. There might be a little mix of some musical theater in there, but when I knew that I was going to be performing as a soloist for that, I told Robbie, we need to cut back on our full band country gigs, because that's an area where I feel like the classical singing and the country singing don't really mix. Mm. So if I were singing classically and had to sing a full band show, that would be fine. But if I had to do a full band country, you know, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. show and then switch over and sing classically, it wouldn't sound as good. So I tried to cut back on the country music and focused more on using my voice in a healthier classical way.
So is it you kind of really have to baby your voice then? It's really hard on your voice then, right? Is that what you're...
It uses your voice in a different way. So if you're not doing it properly, yes, it is hard on your voice. And it's easy to overuse your voice and try to compensate for either not being able to hear yourself in a bar, singing too loud, just overworking those vocal cords. To whereas with the classical singing, you know, drink water, not too cold, not too hot, you know, make sure if you talk, you're talking up high like this. You don't want to talk too low because that'll destroy your voice. And it's just all of those little things that you have to think about that I had to remind myself of from studying it at school. Be like, okay, all right. It seems like I'm being a little bit of a baby, but you have to be to really... to be able to perform your best in a classical style.
Yeah, it's as an instrumentalist, it's easy to neglect the instrument that your voice is, and a lot of times I'll stay out late and scream and yell, and the next day I'll just wonder why does my voice feel so. So there's I can imagine how neurotic you might have to be sometimes when you're preparing for those mm-hmm. classical performances.
Yep.
And then, Robbie, do you do any singing at all? Or are you mainly just a guitarist? What's your history with that?
Craig, my history with singing would be starting my Neil Diamond cover band in my senior year of high school.
I thought I recognized you.
Yes, yes. There's a YouTube video out there somewhere. That's all I will say. Yeah, that's literally where I started singing. And
do you do any background vocals or anything?
Yeah, I do. And Shayla's talked me into that and coursed me into that over the past 8 years. And it's like, yeah, I don't know how to sing harmony. And she's like, yeah, you do. And she's helped me so much. And it helps that we have nice long car rides a lot with each other. So I'm just like, okay, how do I do that? How do I sing this? And she'll walk me through it. So she has helped me a lot. So yes, I do sing backup vocals for her. Pretty much all of our full band gigs and our duo gigs, I'll sing a lot of backup, and I'll take a couple songs myself, some covers, and it's my weak point, and it is a learning experience continually, because I'm just like, how do you hear that? How do you know how to sing that? She's like, well, how do you know how to play the bass like that? I'm like, I don't know. It just I practice and I know it, and same thing. Your voice is just another instrument, so it's a learning experience for me, but I enjoy it.
Perspective is a weird thing, right?
Like yes. You,
it's so funny that you can look at someone doing essentially the same thing that you are. Like you're right. Making music and you've studied this and done this all your life. Like, of course you're going to be good at it.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
Right.
Right. It's like, oh, no, if you can sing, you can sing. It's like, that's not entirely true. It's like there's so much training that I'd never realized went into it until I met Shayla. So,
yeah.
Yeah,
that sounds like a good song title.
Yeah.
Speaking of songs, why don't we move into your third tune? And it's "Friend in You." Is that is that correct?
Yeah.
Is there any background with this tune or backstory that you'd like to talk about?
Sure. When we were writing and recording for my last CD, we wanted a fifth song. And we thought about using one song and didn't use it, but liked the feel. So this song actually started with a drum track, which is a very bizarre way to start a song.
Yeah.
And it worked out so well. And it was one of those songs where one thing came right after the other, and we wrote the song in no time. We started recording it before we started the lyrics. And I think it's my favorite song that we have. And it can be related to different people, different situations, different relationships. But it's about having that one special relationship that really just pulls you through.
Great. Well, we'll hear that now. We're live in WMUK's Takeda studio with Shayla Brown and Robbie Coates, and this is their tune, "Friend in You."
I've tasted the hurt of a goodbye kiss. Strong with you, and that will never change. friend in you. Always right there by my side. Every second of my life. Don't need a reason why to love me all the time. And I love you too. I really do. I know.
A beautiful song.
Thank you.
Really powerful lyrics, and it just means even more singing you right here.
Yeah,
laying into all of it. It's wonderful.
Thanks.
Also performing as a couple, mm-hmm. you've got these really meaningful, deep lyrics, and you're sitting right across from the person you love. That must be, if you got your own personal muse right there. what is that like performing together? Does that give you a lot of inspiration, or are you, does it hinder you at all? What's that like?
I think it's great.
Yeah. Good answer.
Yeah. And I think honestly, it just, because we're in a relationship, it's just makes it that much more comfortable to sing. You know, you can be in different settings, and if you're performing with someone who is just a musician, you know, there might be a few things that are a little out of sync or more formal, to where with us being married, we're with each other all the time. We can read each other's body language, you know, and it just makes the whole performing just comfortable. And yeah. It's great.
Yeah. I joke that it made premarital counseling very easy. So people are like, oh, you're getting married? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, we've been in a band for 6 years together. I'm like, this marriage thing should be simple compared to that.
There's lots of communication that has to go on when you're
definitely
performing uh-huh. together. Yeah. And yeah. I could see how that would be a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. Verbal and nonverbal. Yeah. The look. So, yeah, that helps.
Yeah. So what is a typical performance for Shayla Brown? If you were going to, for example, you're playing this coming Tuesday. I'm not sure. Where was that again?
It's the Wyoming Concert in the Park.
Yep, up near Grand Rapids.
So. Yeah, so it's an outdoor event.
All ages.
Yep. So for that, we'll have a four-piece band. I like to, when it's an outdoor feel event, and I know there's going to be kids there, I'll sometimes cater to the kids. So I just love that kids have a freedom to come up and dance, and sometimes it kind of loosens up the adults in the crowd too. And
oh, it's going to be a five-piece because we got Kellen coming in from Chicago. So
there we go. Five-piece.
Yeah. Yeah. Group just expanded.
Yes. Yeah.
The booking manager just informed me that it is a five-piece band. But, no, I love the outside events, and it's a special concert. It's not, you know, performing in a bar, which is great too, but there's always a different feel from the being in a dark bar all night to having a special show outside, all ages. I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Do you find it's easier to connect with people in those outdoor daytime concerts versus like a dusty country bar somewhere? Or what are the differences in connecting with your audience? Because I guess you're going to connect with your audience mm-hmm. regardless if you're an effective performer, but what are the differences in performing in a typical country bar, let's say?
So for the Wyoming Concert in the Park, that those people who will be there to watch us. So their main purpose of being in the park is to enjoy the music and to watch the performance. And when you're at the bar, most of the time, people are there to hang out with their friends, drink a little bit, you know, and hopefully listen to the music and participate and dance. And, you know, we'll get them, we consider that a part of our job is to get them out on the dance floor and having a good time. But it's not necessarily to feel deeply moved by the music or listen to that extra little guitar part, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely different, and you have to perform accordingly.
Yeah.
The dock out at Bayview in Richland. Mm-hmm. That's one of our classic standbys that we love playing out there. So it's definitely, if you want to dance and have a good time, that's a good place to go for that.
So. Yeah. Or come to both so you can see the difference from our the bar show to the concert in the park.
Yeah.
You get the entire spectrum of performances.
Right.
Cool. If people want to find out more about Shayla Brown and her band, where mm-hmm. should they go?
The best place would be our Facebook page. So Facebook, and it's our fan page. It's just my first name. I'll spell that out. Shelagh. So if you like our fan page, we keep all of our performance dates on there, and we're always letting you know where we'll be next.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, I'd like to thank the both of you for coming in today. It's been great listening to all your music and getting a front row seat to everything.
You're welcome.
I'd also like to thank Martin Clem for engineering this.
Yes.
And thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Greg, for having us.
Thank you.
Love it.
Wonderful. A lot of fun.
Great.